Bitcoin and crypto is about to make its next move. And that next move is going to be absolutely monstrous. And it's interesting because a lot of people are putting out a bunch of questions about a bunch of FUD. They don't understand why the Bitcoin price isn't just rocketing off lately. There is a lot of news I'd like to go over. Everything from Mt. Gox to actually the fact that this will probably be the first ever asset or investment that will be part of a presidential election campaign. We're going to talk about that too. First, I want to show you this chart. This is the Bitcoin halving chart. You've probably seen this a lot. Type one if you've seen this before. And if you notice, every time there's a run up to a halving, there's this drop in the price right before the halving. Then you'll see right after the halving, a little bit of a dip or a sideways action. This is what we are experiencing right now. You'll notice that the run up starts approximately, I'm just going to ballpark it, around 80 to 100, 120 days after the halving. And so we've been expecting this. There's still money to be made trading crypto. I was lucky enough to pull off an 18% return in 3 days on Uniswap just about 4 days ago because of the volatility that's in the markets. But by and large, we haven't even begun to see the move upwards in Bitcoin or any other cryptos for that matter. Now, we're still waiting for, I believe today we're going to see a green candle, tomorrow green, and then possibly a pullback on Wednesday after two solid green days. There's always, it seems, you know, the averages show a nice little pullback. But we're watching this carefully because there's a lot of news about Bitcoin in the news. Also, there's a handful of little announcement. There's a handful of hours left for the 24-hour Crypto Trader Pro course. It's $199, 80% off if you want. Link down below. And also to everyone that has the course, a very brand new lesson came out last night. Joe put it up on specifically the 2024 Bitcoin halving and what you should be expecting in the timelines associated with that. All right. So here we go. We got a lot of news. So first off, should I invest in NVIDIA or stocks, I'm sorry, NVIDIA stocks or Bitcoin? That's a big question right now. It says here, Bitcoin has already massively underperformed NVIDIA, while Bitcoin has seen its price increase by about 300% over the last 18 months, NVIDIA stock has boomed over 800%. So to get rich, is it better to buy NVIDIA shares or Bitcoin? Now, I'm going to be honest with you. I see things like NVIDIA exploding ironically because of its processing chips that NVIDIA really not, they didn't pave the way, but a lot of their price action is based off of the crypto market. When you start seeing companies hitting their all-time highs, making all of these records, you know, they've only got so far that they can go. When I invest, I like to invest in the underlying asset, and that is the cryptocurrency market. That's personally me, okay? I'm not a financial advisor. I'm not supposed to give financial advice. I don't give financial advice, but I do own Bitcoin, XRP. I have a little bit of Digibyte. I've got my crypto assets are spread pretty diversely. I own specific cryptos for very specific reasons as well. Bitcoin is a monster in that it really can't be stopped. And I know that sounds crazy because so many people say, what if the electricity goes out or the internet goes down? I said, well, then you got bigger problems because your bank is worthless because that's a centralized ledger. Because if the internet goes down or the electricity goes out, you know what's going to happen? It's going to come back. The fact of the matter is that's how we survive these days. So humans will figure out how to get it back. And the second it is, then all we need is two computers to start running the Bitcoin code again. And it's up and running once the ledger is caught back up. Banks, you don't have that feature. Your money's gone. Sorry. It's a centralized banking system. Not only that, we see now Wall Street finally moving in a big way too. So fundamentally, I think Bitcoin is an amazing opportunity. That's just me. Don't take my advice for it. Hashtag your favorite crypto down below. Also, I'd like to see what kind of projects you're into. There's all kinds of projects out there. And there are projects that have made people multi-millionaires. And I can honestly say that from experience. Now, this story, I said earlier in the beginning that this is probably going to be the first time ever in history that a presidential election is going to be speaking about, on both sides, the future of an investment vehicle. That is Bitcoin. There's a story here out of the block.co. It says Trump may be headed to Nashville to speak about Bitcoin 2024. It says former President Donald Trump is in talks to speak at crypto conference Bitcoin 2024, according to Axios, which cited two people familiar with the matter on Monday. President Trump and President Joe Biden are set to debate later this week, and crypto could be discussed. Former President Trump might be headed to Nashville to speak at Bitcoin 2024 later in July. This is a big deal because we have one person on one side of the aisle, Trump, saying that he's all for Bitcoin. We see, and in the beginning, he, like so many other people, did not understand it. Matter of fact, type three, if you're still blown away with the fact that it took you so long to figure out how Bitcoin works, how Bitcoin is decentralized, how you can't fake a Bitcoin, and you wish you would have gotten in earlier. And I'll be the first one to raise my hand. I tried talking some buddies into buying it at $4. Everyone laughed at me. And sadly, I listened to their laughter. I was a fool until around $500, where I simply took about 10 hours out of my life to study what it is and how to buy it. And I'm not joking when I say it obviously changed my financial life. That I'm being straightforward. And that's why if you have never owned a single Bitcoin, you don't know how to purchase it, how to store it, how to secure it. And then if you want, how to trade it and flip it. And there's risks there involved. But that's why we built that course. We take you from zero to hero. And I'm not saying that lightly. Hero in the fact that you learn how to actually purchase the asset. You understand the fundamentals, the underlying fundamentals about it. And then you know what to do with it when you want to actually do something with it. And that's why we built that course. If you want, I'll put the 80% off link below. It's very important that people understand this now, because with the invention of this ETF, what it is doing, it is actually pulling Bitcoin off of the market. It is a very clever way for the government and can you guys do me a favor real quick? If there's some glitches going on with the audio, can you let me know down below if the audio is good or bad in the comment section? What's happening is the government figured out a way by allowing this ETF. It now pulls as private funds, personal, you know, retail investors and other people, thanks Han, go through and buy the ETFs. The ETF needs to secure a certain amount of Bitcoin per its perspective in segregated accounts. So what it's doing is pulling Bitcoin off the market, out of your hands in your actual own hardware device or paper wallet or however you want to store it. And it's putting it into allocated accounts. And that is actually going to cause a big problem. It's actually pulling Bitcoin off the market. And that is strong hands investing. We have seen since January an incredible amount of Bitcoin taken off the market through this ETF vehicle. And the government knows that once it's in that vehicle, it can control that vehicle. This is the most amazing time to be alive as an investor. I am quite frankly extremely excited. Now, a couple other stories I want to share with you. This is out of CoinDesk. There's a lot of talk about Mt. Gox to begin repayments in July as Bitcoin slides under 61,000. The defunct crypto exchange is supposed to return over 140,000 Bitcoin to victims of the 2014 attack. So let me preface. So there's a lot of FUD out there. Oh, the second these people get these 140,000 Bitcoin, they're going to dump them on the market. Will there be selling? Yes. Will there be selling enough to cross the market? No. This is shaking weak hands out on very low volume. The truth is, the people that own 140,000 Bitcoin, I want you to think about this. And type 10 if you agree with this. The type of people that bought Bitcoin from Mt. Gox bought it for well under $1,000. We're probably talking people that bought it for even less than $10. These are people that think completely differently about the monetary system. And ever since they had their crypto locked up on Mt. Gox, I want to ask you this. Do you think they stopped investing in Bitcoin since then? More than likely, they have not. They have continued buying Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies and learning more and becoming more, stronger in their hands and their holding of this. like myself, they understand its true value because it simply cannot be faked. It cannot be printed out of thin air like the Federal Reserve's US dollar, which ironically was just hacked. I think it's very important to understand that this is just shaking weak hands out. As a matter of fact, most of these people that are going to be receiving their current cryptocurrency, and I myself have some locked up by the Australian government, and they don't want to give it back. And it's a lot of money. They know that if they simply want their money, their Bitcoin or money, cash to buy a nice house or a fancy car, they can go borrow against it. Okay. So I'm going to let you know, just because one exchange account went down, it doesn't mean it's going to take down the price because a bunch of these people are going to sell. All right. That's just my personal opinion. Type 10 if you agree with that. Now, this story is interesting. Bitcoin tumbling below 60,000 to the start of the week. This is the CNBC story. It says Bitcoin continued its descent on Monday, sliding below 60,000 for the first time since May 3rd. The price of the flagship cryptocurrency was down 7% at $59,562. Sorry. I want to share with you this again, this chart. It's very important that you understand where we're coming from. This is the halvening chart, and you'll notice that the spikes, the red lines are your halvening dates. The spikes, the ultimate tops, come two-thirds through the entire cycle of the halvening. And you'll notice that right after the halvening, after it starts to slowly dip in price coming into the halvening, right after the halvening, you usually see it flatline or dip a little bit. And that is exactly what we are seeing right now, the price. Once you know that the farther you go back into history, the farther you can see into the future. That's a fact. And so there you go. I just showed you some facts. And to say that this time is different because now we have Wall Street behind it, we've got a presidential election coming up, so they're going to be talking more and more about it. We're seeing projects, publicly traded companies, unlike other times before, like Coinbase, blowing up in price and in usage, in wallet downloads or wallet creation and accounts being built. To say it's different than the other happenings is a joke. But hey, what am I supposed to know? I'm just a dude with a brohawk and a dream. Look, if you want to get involved in Bitcoin, you need to be safe. You need to be methodical about it. We are not a get-rich-quick deal. Yep, I made 18% in 3 days last week. That's exciting, right? But what I want to teach people, and this is why I put together a team of professionals to teach this course, it's risk management and how to do everything safely, even down to we teach you how to secure your own hardware wallet, how to set up a private wallet, how to set up keys on your accounts, your Coinbase account, your Gemini account, using RFID technology to secure your account so that you don't get hacked. That's the most important thing. And then through our trading, we don't sit there and tell you, hey, you're going to make $1 million overnight. We're going to show you how to win and win and win and mitigate the losses so you have more wins. That's what we do. It's a totally different way of teaching. If any of the students are down here, let them know down below what you're getting out of the course and the trade calls. And I hope you got something out of this. I'm going to put the 80% off link. There's about 12 hours left, maybe 10 hours left of the sale. I don't know off the top of my head, but it's going on for the rest of the day today, and then it's over. So we haven't ran that sale in 2 months. It's $199, 80% off. Hope you have a great day. The Economic Ninja is out.